A servant of silent film music this time on Culture File, as we meet the Bologna-based composer and conductor Timothy Brock. Brock's particular musical calling has been to save from obscurity and even disappearance silent film music, piecing together and otherwise making good a huge chunk of the music, for instance, composed by Charlie Chaplin for his own films such as Modern Times and most recently Woman of Paris. Although US-born, Timothy Brock lives and works in Bologna, drawn by something unique the city has to offer a silent music explorer, as he explained to Culture File.
I assume that it's the same reason that people are drawn close to the Irish Film Institute. I'm here because of the Cineteca di Bologna, which is probably the leading city of where most silent film and also fairly contemporary film restoration happens. It's it's an amazing city for film restoration and for film in general. Italy's been a very cinematic country for such a long time, since right after the war, Città Aperta, etc. And it is a unique city in terms of the fact that it is a very progressive city. It really believes in the restoration of cinematic masterpieces, and it's also the home, and which is the reason I came here, was because they restored the entire catalog of films and the paper archive of Charlie Chaplin.
Having, you know, you've dedicated a huge part of your life to making silent film come into our world and have a presence in our world. Tell us what you see as the value of silent film in an era of TikTok. And we feel like we've moved away from that kind of filmmaking, but I think you think there's something still that's valuable for us.
Well, I do think it's valuable. I mean, I'm not particularly very objective about it. I was into silent film since I was a little boy and started accompanying films on the piano when I was 14. So it was just something I've always wanted to do. So bit of a nerd, bit of a geek, bit of a freak. And all that comes together to a career somehow. My mother still's waiting for me to get a job, a proper job at 93. But I do think it's valuable. It gives us an idea of where cinema has come from. And I think that it teaches people to listen to a film as well as watch it. It does something that sound film can never do, which is to draw the audience in to a screen, which I think which is done through music, because music provides not only just musical accompaniment, but it also has all the sound effects in it. It's got dialogue, it's got just everything that sound was later to do in separate ways. It incorporated everything. It's an art form that was extremely common also, but now forgotten, because since 1895, there's been musicians playing silent films all the way up to 1926. And, that's 30 years of seeing a film only one way, and that's silent. And it's just, I think it's not only important, but it's just a beautiful separate art form all on its own. It's not like opera. It's not like ballet, because, in ballet, dancers wait for their music cue, and then they come on stage. Whereas a silent film, they come on stage and hopefully you're with them with the film projector. And that's, you got to be together all the time. So it's a very hard question to answer. Like, what value do I see in it? It's just for people from late 19th century, up to the mid-20s, it was everything for them.
Obviously, you're playing most of the time, but if you go to a silent film and listen to somebody else playing and experience it that way, do you have a very different experience of what cinema is under those circumstances yourself?
Yes. It's unfortunate, though, for me, though, because I know it's hard. I have to sort of forget who I am when I go in and I watch somebody else perform. I want to experience it like everybody else does and think instead of thinking like, oh, here's a tough one. Here's a tough spot. Okay, there, you know, so you don't want to do any of that. Yeah, I mean, I try to do that, but sometimes it's hard. It depends on how hard it is. And if it's a piece I know, like if it's one, I rarely go to performances of a score that I restored by somebody else because then I just don't enjoy it. It's very difficult because I worry so much for him or her who's on the podium. So it's too much. But if it's a film I don't know and it's a score I don't know, I have a great time. I think it draws me in like everybody else.
Is it a different experience to sound film, though, like the what you're doing kind of cognitively, emotionally, what's happening to you? Is it different if you go to a sound film with talking and, you know, built-in sound effects?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much like everybody else when they go to a film. But I, of course, when the music is, you know, involved in a scene in a contemporary film, I analyze it more. I think, does that work? Is that working? But, you know, again, I can do what I do just fine, but I'm not sure if I could be a contemporary film composer myself. There's just so much noise. there's so somebody's talking over the music. What is that? You know, or is there's a car crash? Could they not shut the window? It was very, it's very annoying. So, you know, it's, but still, I don't think I could do that. And also you have to collaborate with living people. And that's something I don't ever do either.
Composer and conductor Timothy Brock there, and we'll have the second part of that conversation on working with the music of Charlie Chaplin next time on Culture File.